Welcome back. What is going on, people? Motor City Sound, episode number 58, coming to you on a beautiful Thursday evening here in Detroit, in what is just a really, really exciting time to be a Detroit sports fan. I mean, we got Hard Knocks going on right now. We got the Pistons doing what they did in the NBA draft. You know, we got Michigan State getting ready to start back up. So, I mean, we've been through, this has been reiterated many times on this podcast. By the way, brought to you by Rise Network US. Go follow them at Rise Network US on Twitter and Instagram. Website is www.risenetworkus.com. But we have been through the ringer of terrible sports teams. I mean, this is no shocker. We're coming in. Al Avila was just fired yesterday. In what is just a holy crap, God is real type of moment, because no one can really explain why Al Avila was here for as long as he was, the 7 years that he was, you know, better than a sentence of, hey, the Illiches, or not the Illiches, Chris Illich. We all know how much better Mike was. Chris Illich isn't that plugged in, isn't that tapped into his own baseball team. And that's, ever so clear, ever so evident. But we're not going to talk about baseball today. Today we're going to be talking about some Michigan football. But before we do that, as you know, this is the Motor City Sound, Rise Network's exclusive Detroit sports podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MCSound2022. And the same thing on Instagram. If you want to follow me, Mitch McCartney, by the way, the host of the show, you can follow me too at Mitch_McCartney. But we're going to be talking about Michigan football today. We're going to be talking about this really, really intriguing quarterback battle between Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy. And it's one of the more interesting quarterback battles going on right now in all of college football. As you know, this week, this is the week that all of these schools, all these college football teams are reporting to camp, and they're getting their first real practice put together as a team. As you know, restrictions are much stricter for college athletes and college coaches and college athletics in terms of how much you can practice in the off season. And it's not like that in pros. Pros is kind of just free game. So everyone's firstly, you know, getting together here and starting off the new season. And let's take a look back at what we saw last season out of this quarterback room for Michigan. So not much has changed in the sense that it is still Cade and JJ, even after a Big Ten title victory. You know, we saw the quarterback carousel last year. Now, sometimes it worked. Sometimes it worked really, really well. You know, you saw JJ come in. Some big plays that come to mind, even though it's not in a big game, is the great throw he had against Western Michigan. Took a big hit, delivered a strike. It was a touchdown. Don't remember who it was to, but it worked out nonetheless. And then, you know, Cade. It was no secret that Cade was the main starter, and he is really, he's like your Jimmy Garoppolo of college football. He's not flashy. He doesn't have the raw athleticism or the talent that JJ has, but he flat out wins. I mean, you could even kind of compare that quarterback situation that's happening right now in San Francisco to the one that is happening right now in Ann Arbor with Michigan. You have Jimmy Garoppolo, which is our Cade McNamara comparison, and Trey Lance right behind him, JJ right behind Cade. I would say that Trey and JJ are both unequivocally more athletic and have more raw talent than their starting quarterbacks in Cade McNamara and Jimmy Garoppolo. So we're going to talk. All right, so let's get started. What should happen? Who should be the starter? Now, maybe this is a little bit of sad news to you guys, but I don't think this is going to be the most interesting take in the world. I think this is going to be a very logical take. I think this is going to be an accurate take. I think it's going to be a good take. But as far as if you're looking for some Michigan quarterback take that's going to blow your socks off, you're not going to get it from me. And with that being said, guys, I think Cade McNamara should remain the starting quarterback at Michigan this season. And I have my reasons. Here they are. They're very, very simple. They're very logical. Simply being put, Cade McNamara does not make mistakes. And that's not saying that if J.J. McCarthy were to be awarded this starting position, that he would be just a turnover frenzy. You know, a Jameis Winston of college football. Matthew Stafford last year led the league in interceptions. That's not what I'm saying. It's that Cade is so great at not making mistakes. He's such a good decision maker that, in my opinion, it almost doesn't matter how good J.J. McCarthy is behind him. There isn't really much that he can do, in my opinion, to overtake Cade McNamara as the starter, given we see the same Cade that we did last year for the Maize and Blue, a Cade that makes good decisions, that gets through all of his reads, that doesn't throw interceptions. I mean, 15 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in the regular season plus the conference game. We know he had 2 against Georgia. You take that out of it, Cade had 15 touchdowns, 4 picks, and it really doesn't get more efficient than that in college. People could look at that and be like, oh, only 15 touchdowns. Well, that's the nature. You have to look at the nature of the Michigan program and how many touchdowns is it really realistic for Cade to throw? I mean, this is not an offense that is operated in the likes that Ohio State operates their offense, where they spread everything out. They have a million 5-star wide receivers. I mean, I think you just heard, it was just two days ago that Justin Fields came out and said that his wide receiver talent at Ohio State is tenfold better than the wide receiver talent that he has over there in Chicago. I don't think it's realistic to expect Cade to go out here and throw 25, 30 touchdowns. That's hard to do in college, and let alone in an offense that is operated the way that Michigan operates their offense. It's very much a classical throwback Jim Harbaugh type of Michigan football offense where you ground and pound and run the ball. And I mean, I'm not, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We saw what Hassan Haskins did last year. I'm going to keep going with it until someone proves to me that they can stop that. But back to the quarterback argument, another aspect of this. When Jim Harbaugh was brought to U of M, he was sold as being this massive quarterback guru, quarterback whisperer, someone that could find a homeless guy right off the street, turn him into a starting Division I quarterback. Hell, he could turn me into a starting Division I quarterback, a guy with a bad shoulder who probably can't throw the ball more than 30 yards, and that's giving it his all. Jim Harbaugh was looking for his quarterback for 6 years until he found Cade McNamara. And don't take Cade for granted in the sense that, like we've already mentioned on this show and many of us media members have, that he's not this athletic freak or this highlight machine. He's not a 5-star quarterback. But let me give you some names of some Michigan recruits who were 5-star quarterbacks. Does any of these names ring a bell to you? Joe Milton, he was a 5-star. Does anyone know what Joe Milton's up to nowadays? I can tell you he's not in the news. I can tell you that Cade McNamara is in a million times better position as a college athlete with the potential to turn himself into an NFL quarterback than Joe Milton. How about Dylan McCaffrey? He's not even Power 5 anymore. I don't even know if the school he's at is D1. Shea Patterson, he wasn't a total bust. Like, let's be fair. Shea Patterson was not a total bust, but he was not what he was sold to be. 5-star recruit. Amazing quarterback during his time at Ole Miss. Threw the ball all over the field against Alabama. Many people called him the Johnny Manziel without the off-field issues, and that was way, way off. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy he didn't have the off-field issues, but in terms of play, Shea Patterson was nowhere near Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. And here's another aspect of this argument of why you should keep Cade at the starting role. Besides the fact of what I had just laid out for you guys, explaining that just because they're a 5-star, just because they show all this raw talent, which all of those guys did in training camp. You know, Joe Milton looked great in camp. Dylan McCaffrey looked great in camp. Everybody looks great in camp, you know? Michigan football wasn't the same before this past season where we finally got that illustrious, long-awaited victory against the Buckeyes. It was a very broken program for a very, very long time. And it was getting to the point where it was, are we going to become the next, Tennessee, a afterthought of a program that, probably fills the stadium just about every Saturday and people still tune in on TV, but no one really cares. No one really takes them seriously. They're kind of just like a a delicacy of college football. Like, yeah, we just root for them to root for them because they've been around for forever. I was like, is that going to happen? Is that possible? Because it was getting there. It was getting to the point where these players that Jim Harbaugh and his staff were going out to recruit were barely alive and were definitely not conscious the last time that Michigan football had won a Big Ten title, which was 2004. And thankfully, we turned that around this year. But we are not in a position as a program to be taking this much of a risk in moving on from Cade McNamara to J.J. McCarthy. And let me tell you why. If J.J. is awarded this starting job over Cade and things go wrong, if they don't go well, maybe J.J.'s bad, maybe it's just the team that's bad. Regardless, if things don't go wrong and this team does not live up to the expectations that are now set, assuming their victory over Ohio State last season, assuming their college football playoff appearance, the narratives about Harbaugh, about this program as a whole, that were plaguing this program and this fan base for the previous six seasons prior to last season, are going to come right back. And let me tell you what, they're going to be even stronger, okay? It's going to be, wow, Jim Harbaugh is so smart. At first, he couldn't find a quarterback. Then one was staring him right in the face, and he said, no, we'll take this guy. And it didn't work out for him. So it could be an astronomical mistake if this move is made, if J.J. is vaulted into the starting position over Cade, and it doesn't work out for the team. It's like, do you really want to go back to that the lonely abyss of not knowing what you have at quarterback? I mean, I don't know about you guys, I remember the fear of year two of Shea Patterson waking up on a Saturday and going, oh my gosh, who's he going to overthrow today? Who's he going to underthrow today? What read is he going to miss? Like, I get it. We're not waking up and we're not excited about Cade, you know, running around and yanking the ball 65 yards down the field for a touchdown. That's not going to happen. That's not the way he plays. But at least we don't have to wake up and worry about how many interceptions he's going to throw, how many open receivers he's going to miss. The guy plays the game the right way. And this program, while we are coming off of a great year last year and a great victory, you know, I can't make that clear enough. I'm very, very happy with the progress that Jim Harbaugh has made and the mold that he has finally broke here in his seventh, entering his eighth year as the Michigan head coach. But I am not ready as a fan to take that risk, to go back to that unknown at quarterback and potentially put the season at risk. Because there were many times, if you watched those games last year, J.J. McCarthy entered the game and the camera would pan to Cade. And Cade, rightfully so, didn't look very happy. I wouldn't upset that guy. He probably won't stick around. In fact, as my argument as to why Cade should remain the starting quarterback comes to a close, it's one or the other. One of these guys is going to leave after this year. It's either J.J. for another school or Cade for another school or potentially the NFL. So there's my reasoning. Let's talk about what I actually think is going to happen. Let's live in the world of realism for a minute. And we'll talk what is going to happen at the quarterback position this upcoming season for Michigan. It's going to be a wash, rinse, repeat type of thing. You're going to see the same quarterback carousel that you saw last season, where Cade is in most of the time and J.J. is in sometimes. And I would even say that it's going to be closer to 50-50. At least at the beginning of the season, especially during that non-conference schedule, than it is to, you know, maybe the 75-25 that it was last season in terms of playing time favoring Cade McNamara. And why I think this, I think Jim Harbaugh and co-offensive coordinator Sherrone Moore and Matt Weiss want to start J.J. I think they are watching this camp. And they're seeing what fans see. They're falling in love with the athleticism. They're falling in love with the speed, the arm, the accuracy, just really the tools overall. And I'm not saying J.J. is, you know, he's a very worthy quarterback. He's going to make, whether it's Michigan or some other school, he's going to make some school very, very happy back there, being under center for them on Saturdays. I think that Cade will remain the starter, reluctantly, though. Like I said, I do think Jim Harbaugh and the OCs want to play JJ. But I don't think Cade, and that's what you're hearing, is that, you know, you're seeing this split up time between Cade and JJ at camp, but we're running the exact same thing that we ran last season, which is Cade's offense. You would assume that given their differences in skill set and athleticism, that should it happen that JJ McCarthy become the starter, that the offense would change up a little bit. That doesn't look like it is the case at camp. It does look like they are still running Cade's offense. So right now I can confidently say I do think Cade will remain the starter. And I guess by that, I just mean getting a tiny chunk of the playing time, 51% of it, as opposed to the 49% that I think that JJ is going to get. I think that if Cade begins to make mistakes as well, especially early, that's going to be a very, very bad sign for him. I mean, if he's throwing interceptions in the non-conference, and if he's just not looking like himself, not looking like the Cade that we saw last year, social media is going to be buzzing. There are going to be people talking within the athletic department of Michigan. JJ is going to end up starting if Cade struggles. And so Cade does not have a lot of room for error here if he wants to keep this job at Michigan. I do think that this quarterback carousel will continue. And I think it's like, I'm not saying it can't work. We saw last season there was a lot of situations where I really, really enjoyed seeing Cade and JJ play together at the quarterback position. And is that the best thing for the health of your football team? No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's good. I think your players need to know who's running the show. Who's the captain? Who's calling the shots? Who's giving the orders? When the stakes are the highest, are they going to go up and they're going to ask JJ a question, or are they going to talk to Cade? I don't know if they even know that the answer to that question right now, being with it that, you know, we're playing them constantly in tandem together. And most times it did work out with Cade and with JJ, but there were some times, particularly against Michigan State, our in-state rival, where it really, really did not work out at all. You know, the fumble by JJ against Michigan State, the potentially second fumble that would have made it even worse. And it doesn't make it okay. You know, there was still no excuse to blow a 16-point lead halfway through the third quarter, regardless of who you were playing and where you're playing at. If you're up by that much at that time in the game, you need to win. That's what a good football team does. But maybe if JJ didn't fumble, the results would have been differently. And that goes to show you why Cade McNamara should remain the starter, why this quarterback carousel is fun, but it is costly. And I'm going to be here on this ride with you guys. I'm super pumped for this football season, not only college for Michigan and Michigan State, but professionally for the Lions. I mean, just overall, I'm a football nut. We all are. I'm excited. It's going to be a good 2022, and we'll see what happens with this quarterback battle. I thank you guys for listening. It's my first time flying solo on the pod. Never done this before. I'll take all the feedback, all the criticism you guys want to give me. Shoot it over to @Mitch_McCartney on Twitter. Be sure to follow Motor City Sound on Twitter @MCSound22. Same thing on Instagram. Presented by Rise Network US. Follow Rise. All their socials are @RiseNetworkUS. Website is www.risenetworkus.com. And I'll catch you guys next week. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you then.